ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. First, it was the trains. Now, IT systems have been the target of vandalism around France during the Olympic Games. Multiple telecommunications links have been hit, affecting fiber optics and fixed and mobile phone lines. The Park Fire in Northern California burning through 5,000 acres an hour. It has grown to be the biggest in the state of California. President Biden proposing three significant reforms to the U.S. Supreme Court, including, says ABC's Stephen Portnoy, new ethics rules.
The president is urging Congress to pass binding, enforceable ethics and conduct rules that would have the justices disclosing gifts and recusing themselves from cases in which they or their spouses have conflicts of interest.
Another proposal, term limits of 18 months for the justices and a constitutional amendment that would state that no former president is immune from criminal prosecution after leaving office. The presidential election is now less than 100 days away. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris were both out on the campaign trail over the weekend. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 100 Wisconsin local governments have applied for a sum of $300 million in federal COVID stimulus money. The Flexible Facility Program aims to connect libraries and other public buildings to the Internet. Awards will be announced by October. Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing back on the suggestion that President Biden was pushed aside by big donors and party elites.
Just average people were coming up, and they so respect the work that Joe Biden has done. But they were conveying to me that they appreciate his work, and they asked him to step aside.
Baldwin speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A plane leaving Oshkosh following EAA Air Venture was forced to make an emergency landing in the town of Hubbard Sunday morning. When they responded, Dodge County Sheriff's officials found two airplanes in the field. One pilot landed because he was losing power to his single-engine plane. The second plane was traveling with the disabled plane and landed to help. There were no injuries. The average brain weighs between 2 and 3 pounds, but Lorena Tipping of the Brain Center in Green Bay says the key to brain health isn't about its weight, but its strength.
Use it and exercise it like any muscle in your body. You use it or you lose it is right the same.
Tipping says cognitive stimulation is how you strengthen the brain. Activities like socializing, learning new things like music or language, gardening, and laughing. Cognitive stimulation is more than just brain games or Sudoku. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Jordan Love on his record-breaking contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers held practice in pads as training camp enters its second week. Jordan Love completing a 47-yard pass to Christian Watson on his first day back after signing a contract making him the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. Love told me the talks began back in May. I asked him what was it like when he didn't have a deal at the start of camp.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been the waiting game these past couple of days. I'm just trying to be patient, but knowing that it was going to get done here soon. But yeah, I mean, right after we got done, you know, my agents FaceTimed me and gave me the news and broke to me. So it was a very special day hearing that and just going through the whole motions of, you know, obviously getting a contract, being able to be here, and then just obviously being able to get back on the field with the guys. So it was definitely a very special day.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Atlanta Braves. Colin Ray on the mound for Milwaukee. Devin Williams back as the closer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer's sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. I told you we had an unbelievable lineup today.
We did, yeah.
Walter, Rob Domofsky, Pete Schwab is coming up. But, the highlight of the day, one of the favorite Italian ladies in media history, Maria Parmigiani.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's great to see you again. It has been how long since we've seen each other? 10 years?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't look that old.
Thank you. She looks good, too.
Your dad, John.
Yeah.
Welcome. I mean,
you're
in the media here in our community, but we were talking before we got this going that you've been in a lot of other places.
And, well, tell everybody what you're doing now while you're back in Green Bay.
Right. Let's hear
it. Before we talk about how I got around.
Yeah.
No, so right now.
And how you just burnt your head on your hair curler.
I know, I've been personally victimized by my curly night. Yes. Right. Curly yes. girl hairs unite. Curly hair girls. Oh my gosh.
That's
I can't
the
talk
Italian because
yeah.
I actually used the curling iron at times.
Did you burn your forehead like
I
this?
I burned my forehead.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
I believe it.
What, Todd? I'm serious.
Back in the
I believe
80s.
You.
Yeah, I believe
I
you.
I believe you.
When in the summer,
John says
super
stuff
humid.
Like, just to move the conversation on, we say, I believe you.
I did.
I've had to use curling irons at times because my hair would be so out of control.
He's still going on about it, but yeah.
He is, right. See, that's what I'm saying, Maria.
I want to see photos. I need evidence.
I can give it.
Okay. All right. So right now, I guess just to answer your question, sorry, we got off
that's
on a
right.
tangent.
Yeah.
I'm at BAY. I'm going to be your new traffic anchor.
Have they ever had it? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Catherine Braccio.
Oh, Catherine Braccio. That's right.
She actually came in to train me a little bit. She is amazing.
That's awesome.
So smart.
Yeah. I was at her wedding.
You were?
Yeah, I was. I've known her for a long time.
The two
time.
Things
she's awesome.
Been at. A lot of weddings and a lot of funerals.
Yeah. So, that's true. Yeah. But I did miss, it was in 1981, which you probably weren't even born then, when Diana got married. Remember that? Where did you watch?
Oh, Princess Diana?
Yes.
Yeah, you were there?
No. I'm just talking about weddings, and I just was tying that in. But we did a poll before you got here. Just wait. Let me tell you a poll before she got here. We did a poll this morning, and our listeners, just so that you know the audience, because you media people are always like, who am I talking to? Who's listening to us? We are listening to people who would like to have pineapple on a pizza with Diana.
What? Todd, what's he talking about?
Well, okay. You said would our listeners prefer Diana over Camilla?
Right. And we're 95% Diana.
Mm-hmm. And we asked if they would like pineapple on pizza or not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So far you're edging me out. Yes, 55%, no 45%.
So I was telling Maria, let me finish, Johnny. So I was telling Maria that our listeners who are listening to us today would like to have pineapple on pizza with Diana.
Oh, that's what they're saying, huh?
Wow. Trying to help. I'm trying to help
like
Maria.
Like a seance?
Todd, let's introduce our guest.
All right, let's start over.
I know, Todd's
Maria.
Like,
sorry, Maria.
This is what my hair looked like when I didn't do anything to it. You tell me if I needed a curling iron to be on TV, yes or no?
No, that's beautiful.
That's what my hair looked like when it started growing back from chemo.
There you go. You want to talk about that?
Sure.
Okay, because
that's pretty cool.
You talk about it on Facebook. So
yeah,
go ahead. I think it's a very inspirational thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty open about it. So in 2020, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. It was a triple negative invasive ductal carcinoma in situ. And that just, you know, for people out there that's like, oh, what does that mean? I barely know. But it was like...
It doesn't sound good.
Invasive is not great. It was like fast growing. And in ductal means it was in the ducts. And carcinoma means cancer. So, and then triple negative, it was negative for any hormones. You know, there are some that are positive for like estrogen or progesterone or something like that. Mine was negative for all of them.
So what's... Did they give you a stage?
Yeah. So initially they staged it at 3 and I was freaking
really
out.
Yeah.
And then they did another biopsy and measured it. And then because it hadn't grown in between or something, I'm not really sure. They did stage it back to like 2B or C or something like that. I would have to look back at my paperwork.
Can I ask you, how old were you then? Because you're young.
I don't talk about my age.
Okay. Wow.
Can you do me a favor real quick?
What? Go.
Okay, I'll hold on the fort. Take those quarters and go fill the meters.
Yeah, I got
you. Oh, yeah. I'll do it.
21 bucks.
I know what's going to happen if you walk out with a ticket. You're going to go insane.
I will.
I know.
Oh, do you guys pay my ticket too, gentlemen?
We pay our own, I tell you that. Love Civic Media.
So but, obviously you're doing well now.
Yeah, I've been in remission for a long time. Pretty much, I mean, it took like a... probably less than a year to go into remission. I had amazing doctors at this place in Zion. It was called the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, but I think they've been bought out by like the Angels of Los Angeles in Zion, Illinois.
Oh.
So they only dealt with cancer. You had to be diagnosed with cancer to even go there. And the I had amazing oncologist Dr. Ahn. I think he's since like taken some time away to work on like research and stuff like that. But he was the head of the team. And then... it was so weird. I'm just going to go off on like this little tangent, but
yeah,
after I
do.
Had my mastectomy, and the mastectomy doctor is also amazing. And now she's working in like, I think Dallas for like, not a nonprofit, but for people who are, maybe like lower employed and, you know, don't have as much money. She's going out there and doing this, and she's one of the most amazing, oncology surgeons. She like circled this. And when I came out of surgery, you know how some of like the marker wipes off or whatever, it looked like a smiley face after. And I just started crying. And obviously it was probably because I was on like Dilaudid or whatever, but I was like, oh, I mean, I took it as a good sign. And it was an amazing sign. They did, chemo. I had like 4-hour long chemos. I did immunotherapy. I've just been in remission and checkups have been going great.
So. What an inspirational story.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know. Way to bring it down.
No. I think this is really important. This is the most important thing we've talked about all day.
Good energy. Do you talk about this?
Yeah.
Are you on a, like?
I am so open about it because I realize that there are so many people out there that have been touched by cancer, whether they've had it themselves or had a family member that's had it.
Everybody does.
And some people have passed. You know, they weren't.
Did they find it early?
Lucky.
Did you find it?
I found it. So how it was like growing into or pressing on some kind of nerve and in my chest. And therefore, like, it was painful and I couldn't ignore it because I wanted to. Because
my aunt
would get cysts. Yeah. And I had taken it to my doctor and she was just like, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then it just hadn't gone away and the pain had gotten worse. Instead of being like an intermittent pain, it was like a constant pain. So finally, they sent me for a biopsy.
How scary is that?
It's scary. It's so scary because I have 2 young kids. And so and then COVID hit. Yeah. And so it was like isolating and scary. And a lot of my family didn't want to isolate in order to see me. And I had no immune system. So it was like the loneliest, saddest time of my life. And then you already kind of go through some mental health stuff. Like, why me? You know, and whatever, whatever. And then it's like on top of that, your family's like, you're not important. This is how I took it. And obviously, I'm just being dramatic. But it was like, you're not important enough to me to isolate for me to come see you, which is how it felt, which is, I think, kind of what you tell yourself when you're in a low place. Obviously, they were just trying to live their lives, too.
Sure.
We were all just trying to survive during COVID and during that time. So it took me a lot to, like, get over that, too, like that hurt.
Oh, yeah.
We got so much.
I know, right? Way to make it heavy on you. Sorry.
No, but
what a timing was so
terrible.
Yeah,
the timing was awful.
Better that you pursued that, because there's some people who put off surgeries, and that was not a good idea.
No.
So I'm glad you
We're with Maria Parmigiani, now with Action 2 News.
But your life is much better
I mean,
you've got a great sparkle in your eye, and great energy. How do you like the traffic, the BAY? I mean, Catherine did that for a long time.
Yeah, she said 24 years. She's amazing. Wow. I know I have big shoes to fill. She's got tiny feet, literally. But
there you go.
But I, you know, proverbially, right? Is that the right word? I have big shoes to fill, and I know that, and I'm really excited to help people stay safe on the road and talk about the 41 Project, because that's a big deal. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of closures that are happening, so I can't wait to update everybody, keep everybody safe, and then, you know, help them travel efficiently on the road.
And we've had the director of that project, mm-hmm. that five-year project that's going on, and Johnny and I have been to EAA. I drove down there, I think, 3-4 times just last week. I'm okay with expanding roads. I love driving. I love cars. I just don't think we're going to go to this high-speed rail. Maybe we will. A lot of people want it. But right now, I mean, we like our cars, and I think we need safety. And I think we do a good job with the off-ramps and everything. Mm-hmm. But that project, I hope when you explain that you tell people, be patient. I mean, this is going to be worth what we're going through, but it's a hassle right now, man. We went down there, it was raining, narrow lanes, those trucks,
35 miles an hour probably at the most.
I think it will be worth it. And then if you're just a little bit patient, right, it's like the marshmallow thing. Do you want one marshmallow now or two marshmallows later, right? Drive a little slower now, leave yourself a little extra time. I know we're all rushed for time, but then in the end, when we have, you know, this big expanded highway and there's so much more space, it's all going to be worth it. And you're going to forget about how annoying construction is, right?
It's great for safety, great for tourism, great for commerce. So yeah, it's good roads are worth it.
Right.
So, all right.
Well, Maria, I remember back when I was telling Jim, your start was basically was CW, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, they would do that every year, and we'd help promote it or whatever, the radio station, but you took that to a different level.
Oh, did I?
You were out and about at so many. It was kind of like when you were mayor. If there was an event, you were there.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
That was incredible. I still remember that.
Yeah. I remember getting not a lot of sleep. But it was all worth it because it was like such a fun experience. So yeah, I was the first CW star. And then they did it a couple of times after that.
Yeah.
And it was so fun being out in the community because that's where you really meet people. And I'm sure you feel the same. Both of you probably feel the same. And it's like you're only like a face on camera until you actually meet people and realize like the impact that you can have on them and how you have brought joy to their life, which I think means a lot in like the post-COVID times, you know, because we were all isolated.
And isn't it amazing how much is going on?
Yes. I think so many things.
We're talking about that today.
There's like Blueberry Fest this weekend up in like
somebody who's talking to, and they're like, they're not from here. And they're like, I can't believe how much stuff goes on around here. It's incredible.
Yeah. I know. I think people, when they hear, you know, because I've moved all over, when they hear Wisconsin, they think, oh, it's just a bunch of fields with cows. But we do so much, and there's always so much going on.
Or they think, what do you do when there's not football? You know, but there's so much going on. Just even these past couple weekends.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and EAA.
Right. Yeah. Art Street and Art Fest we had here.
And what's this weekend? Isn't Mila Music?
Mila Music, which is like, man, did they hit a home run with
such a winning thing.
Are you guys going?
Can
I come with you?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
On one condition.
All original music.
And actually, I asked Nina, because Nina was on the other day. You know, Nina Sperano from NBC 26.
Yes.
And I do the Friday night football games with him. Mm-hmm. And I ask her one thing.
What's the one thing?
Can I put my arm around you?
No. Please bring hairspray.
You got it.
So do you have hairspray with you today?
I do, yeah.
Can I
my
use some? Because I have to run over Channel 5 here.
Yeah. It's Moroccan oil. It's expensive. You're going to have to pay.
I'll just use a little bit.
A little?
I put a quarter in your machine.
You did. Thank you.
We'll be back. Maria Parmigiani right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here with Maria Parmigiani. Do I pronounce that right?
No.
I didn't think so. Go ahead.
Maria.
Parmigiani.
Parmigiani.
Yeah, so Parma, like the region in Italy, and then Johnny, like a guy's name. So until I start getting royalties from that cheese, I'm not going to say I sound like it.
Parmigiani.
Parmigiani.
Love it. But, did you ever find out what part of Italy your family's from?
Yeah, I actually have family in Italy.
Do you?
Terracina.
Where's that?
South. Well, it's on like the left side. I have like I'm friends with them on Facebook. They're gonna come visit in September.
The left side, if you're facing the map, or if you're
facing the map.
Tell us, Wisconsin. What part of the boot?
What would be the biggest city? Naples.
Probably. Hang on. Let me find.
All right.
That's nice.
You ever go over there?
No, I haven't gone over there. I wanted to, but it's expensive. So if anyone wants to pay my way, so I can visit my family.
But isn't Italy they were losing some population in some of these communities and were actually giving houses
For like a dollar.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy one.
I don't know if that's that neck of the woods.
I'm buying one.
He's going to
Northern Italy.
But he's got to get.
Yeah. What? What's wrong with Northern Italy?
I prefer the South.
Well, okay. You know what then? You go buy your own house.
For a dollar.
For a dollar. Fix it up yourself. Good luck with that.
All right. Wow.
So have you brought some of that Italian heritage into your cooking, your lifestyle?
Oh my gosh, you guys, you're gonna be so disappointed. I don't cook. I am a terrible cook. I know. I hear that exasperated sigh of disappointment.
Well, you have such great food, you Italians.
Us Italians, yeah.
And it's
Jimmy, you could teach her a couple of things.
You could teach me.
I'm not a great cook, but I like to cook. I will say that. But I'm going on a diet August 1st, so
why don't you just start now?
Because I don't know.
Okay.
Because it's not Thursday.
I started today. We're both gonna lose 30 pounds.
Okay. Are you gonna go on Ozempic or
no?
You're gonna like do it for real?
We got a lady coming in.
Oh,
she's
get this, Maria.
I'm listening. I'm sorry. I'm also finding you the yeah. So I think Naples is the closest.
Oh, way low. Yeah, you are.
Okay. Oh, you're down there. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's Terracina that I'm showing them.
My family's from way up.
Way up north?
Way up there, Venice.
Oh, so you're practically Austrian.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Rome. had a lady on here last week that was on here to talk about veterans helping other veterans, especially the younger veterans helping the older veterans keep their house up, right?
Yeah.
Porches, windows, whatever.
Yeah.
And kind of recognized her, and she goes, because as I said, I don't think your eyes ever really change. I mean, your body can, your physique, but your body. And she goes, I said, you look familiar. And she goes, yeah, we used to work together. And I'm like, I don't really remember that. She goes, yeah, I lost 195 pounds.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Right? And
here's the best part, though.
So then she said, John's like, how did you do that? And she goes, just really through eating right and discipline. And John said, that doesn't work.
But then
I think he lacks the discipline.
Then she said, though, I said, what do you eat? What don't you eat? She says, I eat almost all meat, no potato chips, no nothing like that, no white bread, none of that stuff. 195 pounds.
Wow.
So she's coming on tomorrow or Wednesday.
Wednesday. She's going to be our coach.
So that's why I don't want to start my diet without talking to her first.
Oh,
that's
okay. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. He's gonna just load up. He's gonna carbo load her up until then.
Yeah, do you ever feel like almost like hungover from like the sugar and all like the sweets and the salt? Like I get so swollen if I had too much salt.
I get hungover from other things.
Although, would you guys really know?
Yeah, would we know? Right?
Yeah, we're always feeling that way.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what we're going to work on. So that will be fun, and you can,
I'll cheer you on the sidelines.
Thank you.
That will be great.
When do you actually start on the air your first your first traffic report?
August 5th. That's next Monday.
And how do you like prepare for that? Like, do you drive around so you the roads? Do you feel the congestion? You got to admit, when those roads go to two lanes and they don't put a lot of shoulder on there,
yeah,
and there's trucks, those are pretty narrow.
I want to preface this by saying I am not in charge of the roads. I feel like you keep coming at me with like the roads and like the two lanes. I'm not in charge of that.
No,
I report it. Okay, I just want to make that clear.
No, I totally
I'm not the one who tells them to close it.
Listen, I need to talk to that Maria Parmesan. Out Golding, there's no Golding shoulder there, and I had my tractor on her. I lost half my hay bale there coming up to the Ham Roads and when's she going to widen those dang things out?
Okay. I just report
have her
on
give
it.
Me a call. 920.
No, so, I right now I commute from Fond du Lac until I move up closer. So I'm driving on these roads just like everybody else. And I'm there. I'm witnessing it. I'm getting annoyed that I can't get on College Avenue because even though we report that it was the on-ramp was closed, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
But no, we get information from the DOT. We look at their websites. We check other things. Viewers write in if there is like an accident or something and that, you know, we compile all that. And
I will say the DOT is pretty good about advance notice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. They're very good about that. So we just have to make sure that we report it to you and you guys hear it.
Yeah.
So in your experience now, since I saw you last, were you a news reporter? Were you a weather person? What have you been doing out in Arizona and North Carolina and all these places?
I was actually on lifestyle shows.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is my first time having to wake up since I worked in Green Bay last at like 1:30 in the morning. Wow. Yeah.
Like what are lifestyle, like Robin Leach stuff or what?
No, like what you're going to do later.
Leach has been dead for 27 years.
Lifestyle of the rich and famous.
That's the only thing.
Champagne taste.
Champagne taste and a beer budget.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I was asking.
First time Leach has been mentioned since 1989. The last time.
And he died after 1989.
Right, exactly.
Robin Leach. Rest in peace.
Robin Leach died today. Yes. Wow.
The mayor says he's very sad.
Aww.
Check out this luxurious yacht. That looks yummy.
We're in the mayor's home. It's a four-level home.
Back to my question before I was rudely interrupted. This lifestyle, what did you do in your lifestyle?
There are long-form interviews with local businesses or nonprofits or, you know, any events coming up where they can just come on and they can talk about it. You know, I interviewed people looking for foster parents or, like, I joke and I say, like...
Kind of like what we do, basically.
Okay, so...
I say, like, cat fashion shows a lot mixed with, like, some serious stuff.
Local flavor, though.
Local. It's all hyper-local.
That's what we like.
Yeah. So then the people in the community can really get in, you know, whether it's a coffee shop or, you know...
That's great.
The country has lost a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people... Newspapers got picked up and some of you TV stations got picked up by bigger companies. And that is not good for politics, for people running for office. It's just... You want to have that local. I'm glad you did that. I hope you incorporate a little of that into your traffic stuff, too, because I think the local community, and that's why Johnny and I are here, and Todd, is to really elevate what's going on in the local community. And I think we need that.
Yeah. I mean, you and I were talking a little bit off air, and when we both find it, all three of us find it so important to be part of the community, because you're you're just a face on the screen until you get out there and you actually meet the people who you're impacting.
I'm a firm believer if you're going to depend on those people to give you ratings or whatever, then you got to go to them. They don't have to come to you.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Firm believer in that.
Should we start a letter writing campaign to Maria Parmesan to do lifestyle as well as traffic?
You know what? I write worse than I cook. Can I type it up?
Wow. Okay. Maria, thank you so much for being here.
Such a disappointing person, right?
I want to say something. What an inspiration you are when you talked about your other issues with cancer. You need to get that message out a bunch about getting checked, getting all those things taken care of. Yeah. So important. All right. Best of luck with your new career.
I hope
somehow we can get you on here again.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. What time do you get done with work?
Noon.
All right. August 5th.
Yeah, this is the last time we're going to have Maria on.
I'll sneak out during my lunch break.
Thank you so much. We're going to send it a break. I have to run. I got to go do the show over at Channel 5 right now. Pete Schwab will be taking my place with the mayor. See ya.
Bye.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A study committee is looking into possibly regulating artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. The goal is to ensure AI doesn't harm consumers or data. Look for public hearings around the state. You're likely hearing more about Project 2025. It's a sweeping far-right plan which calls for everything from replacing civil servants with political appointees to dismantling the Department of Education. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, even though most of its authors served in his former administration. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers have agreed to a four-year contract extension that contains a $75 million signing bonus and $155 million in new guarantees. The NFL says this contract makes Love the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. It was originally put on hold because the Village denied TIF funding, but because alternate funding was found, a multi-venue restaurant is under construction now in Ashwaubenon. The new Anduzzi's at 789 Armed Forces Drive will have a pizzeria on the first floor, a barbecue restaurant on the second floor, and space for events on the third. Anduzzi's officials say they expect the facility to be open and built for business by the time the NFL Draft 2025 hits the area. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're tired of Ryan Reynolds is a good guy stories, this won't help. Leslie Uggams, who was working as an actress before Reynolds was born, plays his sidekick in the new film Deadpool and Wolverine. The 81-year-old actress says Reynolds made her feel safe in the new high-octane Marvel flick. Uggams plays foul-mouthed blind Al a long way from her Emmy-winning role of Kizzy in the miniseries Roots in 1977. Deadpool and Wolverine opened this past weekend in theaters. The lovable Natalie from Facts of Life, also known as Mindy Cohen, has a beef with former castmates. The New York Post reports that a Facts of Life revival was 86th by one of the cast members. According to Cohen, TV legend Norman Lear approached the four actresses about reuniting for a reboot. The meetings took place over Zoom during COVID. Cohen said one of the actresses went behind the other's backs and tried to set up her own deal for her own show. The Post says Cohen did not specify which cast member it was. I really hope it wasn't Tootie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the organization Parents as Teachers, what that would mean for you, mom and dad, and your kids. Plus, all the news from the weekend. We'll recap it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. We have got, man, I'm excited for this guy coming on. I haven't had you on for a while here. Pete Schwabe, host of, I put Nightline when I talked about you earlier, and all we went off on this big Ted Cobble tangent, so we're going to come back to Night Light with Pete Schwabe. And how are you doing, Pete? Welcome.
Doing very well, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, this is great. Hey, you mentioned in your the little news clip, Leslie Uggams. I've met her. Leslie Uggams.
Oh, really?
She was in Green Bay at the Carlton. You familiar with that place? We had tons of entertainers here over the years. I worked there when I was at St. Norbert back in the 80s. Actually, late 70s, 80s. Anyway, yes, she's 81?
I guess so.
Oh,
you know,
man.
She was in another film recently, too. She was in American Fiction, which was really good, and she was really good in it. And I didn't even know, Jim, that she was still alive, to be honest. I had not heard of her in years.
Jim is every time we talk about great female singers, every time names like Whitney Houston come up, Celine Dion, as Jim Schmidt calls her. Yeah, but he always says my favorite is Leslie Uggams.
She was great. She was very friendly. I was a lighting guy, so yeah, I like when they treat the staff well, and she was one of the nicer people.
Were you a lighting guy? When did you do that?
Well, the Carlton started in Two Rivers on the lakeshore in 74 or 75, and then he opened up a place in Green Bay, and then I was at St. Norbert then, so I worked, did the lighting there, and then he went out to Minneapolis, and I did a little bit out there, but that wasn't my thing. So anyway, yes, so I have got a box full of autographs from, that's why it saddens me when you still there, Pete? Maybe not. Like when Milton Berle died, and I knew all those people, and that Joe from the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were all in Green Bay over time, so I kept all their autographs, and just great, great, great times. Hey, what do you have coming up in your show, Pete? You've got all the exciting stuff now. I'm talking history.
I do not have Leslie Uggams, unfortunately, but we've got some good guests this week. Steve Cochran, radio personality, will be on the show tonight, and comedian Zane Lamprey will be with me tonight. We'll be talking about his tour through Wisconsin. And then tomorrow night, Madison-based comedian Mike Mercury will be on talking about Madison Comedy Week, which starts next week. And then I have an Emmy-winning comedian named Dwayne Kennedy, who's very funny, on Wednesday. And Terry Barr will be with me, as usual, on Friday.
Yeah.
Terry brings every week, every Friday, I'm introduced to new music. And I always talk about this on the show. Like, when you get to be older, it's harder to find new bands, and Terry does that for us every week. She brings really good music.
Hey, I love comedians. Like, do you have a favorite?
I mean,
you got to be careful because you're in the industry, so they're going to hold you against it. But who are some of your favorites? Let me reword that.
There's so many, but I would say my go-to is Brian Regan. I don't know if you've ever heard him, but he's been around forever. He's very like squeaky clean. But if you have not seen Brian Regan, you got to check him out. He's really, really funny.
Todd, my daughter loves this guy. He was at the Meyer Theater, but now he's big now. From Illinois, his parents were attorneys. Kind of went through, had a little cocaine vodka episode, got divorced, and now he's like doing fine. John, come on.
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Oh, John Mulaney. Yeah. John's great. I don't know him, but he's very funny. Yeah.
He's very funny. And he did quite a bit at Madison, which is cool.
We have great. I had a comic on last week named Pat McGann, who is just taking off. He's starting to sell out theaters, and he's, for the most part, really clean. Very funny guy. Dwayne, coming up on Wednesday, is great. My friend Tom Lennon will probably be on the show next week. I love, like on Nightlight, I love the emphasis, like at the end of the day, to be on comedy. So you could kind of say WGBW and WISS have that all day. You guys start things off at 6 a.m. and then we close up shop with Nightlight with some comedy. It's fun.
How fun is that? And then two or three times just in this couple minutes, you've mentioned clean. So you can still do comedy and be clean.
Yeah, you can. And I'm not like prudish in any way. I don't care if you're dirty or whatever, but if you can't be funny without being clean first, I don't think. To me, that's a sign of a good comic, is someone who's just funny, whether you're clean or dirty, and you're not just using dirty words is shock or something like that. Yeah. Cause I like both, but yeah, clean. I think if you do clean comedy, you're going to go a little farther, at least get more exposure on TV.
So Madison has a comedy festival. Did you?
Yeah. There's like something like 20 or 30 venues. Oh, God, that's and, yeah. And a guy that was on my show last week, talked about it. Eric Snell. I have to look him up. I didn't know him. This is the first time I met him, but Jake Snell. And he's started doing stand-up in Madison years ago. And he and some of his buddies started this great festival. And Johnny Beaner, who's a stand-up comic who's been on Nightlight several times, is involved in it. It's a great, like, kind of organic comedy fest, and it's very Madison. It's great.
That's going to be awesome. Where are you right now? You look like you're in some New York apartment.
Just baby grand piano.
Really?
Yeah, it's just my man cave.
Dude, I need a raise.
Sheila actually texted in. She said, "Hey, I see Pete has a piano. Can he play us something?"
There you go.
not well, Sheila. Swing on by and have at it. Rip off some Scott Joplin if you like. I don't, I'm not very good at the piano.
That is that looks good. Hey, how getting your guests, right? I mean, you're statewide, 7 to 9 at night, right?
Yeah.
See, they clip our wings here. We just go to Oshkosh. Oshkosh is great, but Appleton, and we have a great listening audience. But how do you get your guests? I know you have pretty good history, though, of theater comedy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just honestly, I'm always looking for fun Wisconsin guests too. But I do have a lot of guests from all around, just people I've met over my career, or people who will say, you know, you got to have this guy on. Good referrals that way, but. Yeah, it's. I mean, I've noticed. I don't know about you, Jim, but since I've been doing this gig, the hardest part of it is finding guests, or at least new guests that are interesting. So I try to find really cool people from Wisconsin. Try to mix it up with some nationwide guests, and whatever is entertaining on Nightlight is what we're all about.
You haven't
been on in a while, by the way.
I just gave Jim a look because, Pete, I have to say this, and Jim, you'll agree, these guys don't know anything about booking guests. So
can't show up.
They show up. Who's on today?
Who's on? Give us the list. Can you send me that list the day before so I can do a little? Yes. I have my show, which is a little bit easier because it's only like you're on every night for 2 hours. I mean, that's a lot of guests. Yeah. And we're on every day for 3 hours. My show on Sunday is just from 1 to 2. And that's not as difficult, especially now that we're getting into the political season. So we just had Tony Weed on, and I've got Andre Jacques coming on. And I enjoy talking politics. Like you enjoy talking music, and mine's just 1 hour a week. Whereas I can see when you get 10 hours, that's a little more challenging, but you seem to get great guests. What's that?
You're short a guest today there, Jim. Where's your partner in crime?
Johnny,
the Robin to your Batman. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got hung up in his tights.
I would be the Batman. Yeah. He,
it happens.
You know, Johnny's always working on a side hustle, but now it's interfering with our show. He's over at Channel 5 doing their farm report or something.
No, the Local 5 Live.
Oh, the Local 5 Live. Sorry, John.
Yeah. So he's,
I would love to do a farm report. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I just love to go out there and spew numbers and say things and see if people believe me.
Soybeans, which nobody even knows what those are. And you just throw out the price. Like, really?
I did this thing at a barbecue one day. We saw an eagle in a tree at our neighbor's house here. I was like, oh, an eagle. Everybody's freaking out. I'm like, yeah, eagles tend to stay about 60 feet off the ground, especially if they have a big meal. They like to be up a little bit higher than they typically are just to digest. And I went on for like 5 minutes.
That's great. Everybody's like, wow.
This old timer finally looks at me. He goes, do you even know what the hell you're talking about?
No, I don't. But I'm an entertainer. So, yeah. Exactly. No, he's doing that. And then Johnny's got a little book signing too this week. So he's getting out of the studio a little bit, which is good.
Something he wrote or just freelancing?
Something he wrote. I think it was a while ago.
He doesn't just run around and sign books willy-nilly.
John, I wouldn't put that past him. Hey, tell me about, we have music we kind of feature on our shows on Fridays, and we use Dennis from the Glam Band comes in, and we feature someone, an up-and-coming artist locally in the music scene. Are there up-and-coming comedians, or is that like a thing for you've been there? I don't see a lot.
I think there's definitely up and coming comedians. I tend to meet the ones who are sort of already more established.
Right.
But I know they have open mics and stuff like that, but yeah, if you guys want some names, I could throw some names your way.
It's just fun to, you know, because it's going to be fun to look back in a year or two and say, man, they were on my show. And
yeah, totally.
But there are some great musicians in this community that are really, I mean, yeah, you got to have a little bit of luck. You got to have talent to begin with, but you have to have a little bit of luck. But I just think there's a lot of opportunity out there in the music scene. And like I said, I love comedians, so I want to lean into this a little bit more.
Yeah, I just found out locally here, I live in the Marinette area, that we have two Whammy winners here. And I was like, how did I not know this? So I'm like trying to get them on the show just because I think that's pretty cool. But sometimes they fly under the radar. Like with comedians, I only know typically the more well-known ones, but you have great comedians right there in Northeast Wisconsin.
Well, one of them is not here anymore, but he's just doing his other show. No, Johnny's funny. I said great
comedians, Jim, not wannabe actors.
But he was, and he's got the certificate somewhere on his desk. I can't find it. He was the actor of the year in Nugani High School.
No, was it Nugani or was it at
Arizona State?
Yeah, Arizona State. Yeah. No, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was Nugani High School.
No, wasn't it?
Nugani had like 8 students in his class. He did not. Yeah, he was not. No, he wasn't. He talks about it. I was the actor of the year at Nugani High School, and I went to Arizona State. So everybody thinks it's like Arizona State, but it has nothing to do with the actor of the year. That's my take on it. But
that's a very political way to say things. I was the actor of the year in high school. I went to Arizona State. Right. So they equate that.
And they're like, oh, that's wow. Well, but maybe I don't think I'm wrong, but we'll see.
No, he got it was Arizona State, Jim, because I was setting up the really? Show one night, and I hear the front door open, and he barges in, and he's waving his certificate in the air right while I'm in the middle of opening the show. And he sits down, and he said, I just wanted to prove to you that I was a really good actor, and he showed me the certificate. And then he hung out for like 10 minutes, and he left, his acting certificate on the desk there. So he obviously really
okay. You know. I think we're confusing a couple things here, Pete. And I'll clear this up tomorrow.
I'm sorry, that was Warren Beatty that came in.
No, I think he was. He has a certificate of acting at Arizona State, but he was actor of the year in Nugani High School. He wasn't. That's the difference. So that's typical Mino. He talks. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll figure it out. I don't want to talk about him. He's not here.
Did you know also, though, that John has 9 years of tap and 7 years of ballet under his belt?
I thought that was Jim. Jim's got tap.
I got tap. Okay. That was me. I got tap. But
actually, I had that leading role in Sound of Music, too.
Oh, that
fitted for that lovely dress that she wears on the mountaintop.
Okay. Pete, have you tap danced?
I've tap danced around certain topics.
Oh, yes, I know. That is like... I'm telling you, that's like jump roping. That is tough.
Oh, I love it. Listen, I love watching someone who's great at it.
Yeah, you know, that wouldn't be me. I'm saying it's more work. You get more winded than you think. It looks like you're just shuffling your feet, but it is. Anyways, tough. But anyway,
Jim, you and I ought to dance
once in a while. I will pass.
Not slow dance, just a nice waltz or a rumba.
I'll pass.
We had a couple of polls this morning, Pete. Pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
No way.
No.
What? That's what I had last night. I made.
Why?
Because I make pizzas, and I don't want to have the same pizza, so I make different types. And one of them was pineapple and ham and like that Hawaiian pizza, some peppers.
Get a pizza and get a bowl of pineapple on the side.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No?
We got a text that says actor of the year at Wasabi Community College. That's what it was, Jim.
Wasabi?
Yep.
That's still open?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Okay.
They have a John Mino wing in there.
Wasabi. Did you spell that right?
That's good.
I don't know. That was a text that came in.
Oh, okay. Hey, Pete, I want to talk a little bit about your show that's coming up. Stick around for just a couple minutes, okay?
We're going to take
a quick break. We're going to be back with Pete Schwaba, host of Nightlight here on WGBW. We're going to be right back.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community.
Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
All right, welcome back. Boy, that's a... Did you listen to that commercial at Terry Barr? That's a lot of piano in there, huh?
I didn't know
if that was you playing the piano. Terry Barr just did that Ice Age Trail thing, and it was just very, very heavy on the piano. You almost... And I didn't know if that was you, but then I you're on the screen, and it wasn't you. So anyway, I just wanted to get that cleared up. But you play the piano, Pete.
Pre-recorded.
Yes, you play.
I don't. I
well, then why do you have a baby grand piano?
Jim,
I mean, that's not cheap.
That's a fake background.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my gosh. Todd. Amanda just said, oh, my God.
Come on, Todd.
I don't want the mayor to look stupid, so I have to point that
stuff
out.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
Pete, you would have just let me go with that. That wasn't very nice.
I'm like Diana Ross. Before every interview, I have the living room redone. The funny thing is my parents are moving into a smaller house and they have a huge grand piano. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take it, but my sister's going to get it because she has more room and she lives alone. But they're beautiful furniture. Even if you don't play, it's great to have a piano.
And we grew up with one of those in the house and my sister was, we all played, but my sister was like really, really, really good. And she gets the piano as she should. She's like, and she's got the room for it. Actually we all got the room, but. No, she deserves the piano. Okay.
You're welcome to come over and play anytime. Okay. We can do Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul, I play that. I've got a recording of that. We used to have pianos over the city, and people would just come and sit down and play. And we had one on the city deck, and my daughter and I went and played Heart and Soul. I will find that. I'll give that to Todd. Hey, all right, tell me about this, your show. It's taken off. We need that, right? We need to hear, you know, we got kind of politics. We got the local stuff. We got... Civic Media leans in a little bit to politics during the day, right? But it's nice to just break away from that and listen to you.
It's fun. You know, I've done a lot of things over the course of my career, be it stand-up comedy, screenwriting, some acting, hosting. It's like the perfect show for me because I get to talk about all of those things on a nightly basis. And I get to see, you know, talk about movies I'm watching and TV we're all watching. Everybody binge watches TV. We have great discussions on the show about what people are watching and what they're losing themselves in. Like I just finished Presumed Innocent on Apple TV. I just saw Twisters and Long Legs this weekend. It's made me a better TV watcher and moviegoer, Jim, which is important in life. I think we all know.
What's the movie that's breaking all these records, that R-rated movie?
R-rated movie.
It just came out. I just read that this morning or yesterday. It's like, well, I'm making a gazillion dollars. I wouldn't know it if you mentioned it. So that's
isn't it Deadpool?
Oh, Deadpool is probably what you're talking about. Yeah, it's I've not seen Deadpool yet. I have to be honest. I have absolutely, absolutely no desire to see Deadpool, but I'm going to see it, Jim, because I'm going to take it for the team.
You got to do that.
Yeah, the movie that broke tons of records this summer is Inside Out 2, which is it's a kid's movie, but it's a great movie about helping kids deal with anxiety. And even adults could get something out of it. Like, I think every teen should see this movie. And I've not said that about a movie since Porky's, by the way. But
wow.
Inside Out 2 is outstanding. And I saw Twisters yesterday.
Was that good?
Movie. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like, Hollywood always tries to shoehorn a love scene or a love, like a romance in there. And just when it started to get like, oh, come on, they dialed it back. So it's good. There's a nice chemistry between the two leads. The effects are amazing. It's a real, it's a fun movie. It's a great summer movie.
What's better, Twister, the original, or Twisters?
I think Twisters. I think the original was a little hammier to me and a little more hokey, but I have to give it a rewatch, and I have no desire to do that.
Hey, when we talk about people, this whole binge watching thing, and I don't really watch TV, but I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, I watched Breaking Bad and I got just totally addicted to it. And then I took this break for, I don't know, 8, 9 years, but then I got it. And I know these are all old, I'm aging myself, but then I got into Suits. Is that what it's called?
Oh yeah.
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 Did you?
Good show.
All right. Was that like a great show? Like no, if you look I mean, at like Breaking Bad was great, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like probably one of the best, right?
Really good show. Yeah.
Right.
Different, great premise, just great acting.
Everything about
it was really good.
Yeah.
And if there's a show to get addicted to, Jim, it's a show about drug abuse. Yeah, it was a good show.
Or getting addicted to. Tell me I want to hear what you have to say about Suits. I switched my music on. I just want to tell you, Pete, how excited I was after I watched that. My show, that Lean Local on Sundays at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I changed the music to be Suits music, Walker. And
sweet.
I did. Cause I just love that show. So are you with me on that? Is that one of the best?
Yeah. Pete, you know what? I gotta be honest. I've seen,
I mean, I thought you'd say, oh God, Jim, you get an eye for this stuff.
Well, you know, you got to watch a show more than once every 8 years, Jim, before you be considered an aficionado.
That is a good
like Suits. I've seen about 3 or 4 episodes, and it's something that I will probably go back to at some point, but I just get distracted with the new flavor of the month. And the weird thing about content is there's so much of it. People say, oh, I haven't seen that yet. And it's like, you can't keep up with everything. There are so many great shows on. It wasn't like when we were younger, when you had 3 channels.
Right.
And, you know, most of the times the shows weren't that great and they don't hold up, but now you have so much to choose from. It's a great time to be alone.
All right. And you're picking
Sorry,
the best.
Pete, I disagree.
Uh-oh. Amanda
that was Amanda. She disagreed with you. See?
I disagree that you can't keep up because you can, because they keep canceling everything.
What did they cancel? What do you mean?
What did they cancel?
Let's see. So last year I was watching a variety of like 5 shows and they canceled 4 of them.
Whoa.
After either the first season
or the show
the
just
second
ended
season,
its run.
Or of course the Netflix 3-season rule.
That's because Amanda was the only one watching it. So
yeah, that's going to do it.
Pete, tell me
again. I don't know.
I want to give me your lineup again this week. We're going to run out of time here, but I love your show. I love listening to it. Like I said, I didn't want to get on my way back from school. I just love tuning in. You just seem to keep it moving no matter who your guest is. I think you're a great interviewer.
Let's have you on again to talk about Breaking Bad. I love when you come on the show, Jim. It's so much fun. No, I'm serious. I really mean that. Thank you for the nice words. I enjoy your show as well. Tonight I got Steve Cochran and comedian Zane Lamprey. Steve was a radio legend on WGN Radio in Chicago, and he's kind of looking for his next gig now. Zane Lamprey's on tonight. He's a nationally touring comedian. Mike Mercury, a comedian from Madison, is on tomorrow night. Dwayne Kennedy, an Emmy-winning comedian, is on Wednesday night. Got a Mad TV writer on Thursday.
Awesome.
Terry Barr Friday.
All right.
Good
and
be fun.
Every night is Pete Schwabba. That's great. 7 to 9 here at WGBW. I want to thank our guest today, besides Pete Schwabba, is Tony Walter, book signing coming up Thursday. Rob Demosky, who, of course, is with ESPN. And Maria Parmesan. Parmigan.
Nope. Nope. Parmigiani.
Parmigiani.
There you go.
From TV2 Traffic Report. So, all right, thanks for joining us today. We will see you tomorrow. This is Mine on the Mayor. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran. Stand-up comedian Zane Lamprey joins me to discuss upcoming dates on the Wisconsin leg of his national tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen.
working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.